Grange Post Primary School is a post primary school in North Sligo. It is a, you know, it's a consistency, it's a growing school, it's a thriving school. Actually, the area, the whole area is developing a lot. The population has increased a lot. The community have been working for a 14-room extension since at least 2021. And in initial planning was, it was approved, the money has been approved and it's been allocated for a planning of a 14-room extension. But it was withdrawn, the planning application was withdrawn in 2022 because there wasn't enough available parking spaces. But since 2022, seven additional pupils have actually enrolled and joined the school, but there's no temporary classroom provision or no temporary toilets provision. So I'm asking the Minister to confirm. I know that it was actually raised in January 2025, Sligo County Council passed a motion to write to the Minister also, to advance the construction of an extension at Grange Post Primary School and to grant an application for an immediate emergency accommodation. So the school, I suppose, because it's increasing, there's no individual space for students, there's an introduction of a lot of new subjects, and that they're, the facilities just aren't there. So the question that I have, confirm whether an application for emergency accommodation has been granted. And if it's not, can you confirm when the application will be granted?
As the Senator has rightly outlined, Grange Post Primary School is in North Sligo. It's a growing school, and as you said, it's a 14-room extension request. And I know that you asked specific questions, Senator. My information this morning is that there have been particular technical issues with the project, including parking provision. In relation to these parking issues, officials are engaging with the design team to get required clarification on the matter.
Minister, so I suppose it's fantastic that the application is going ahead, and you know it'll be so welcoming there. But it would be great to get a definite answer whether they actually are going to get the temporary accommodation is going to be provided. I suppose the school are aware that it'll be a few years before it's actually going to be built. But in the meantime, they really need toilets and they do need additional space. So if we could get a clarification about whether it's been granted as soon as possible, it would be fantastic.